is The Sideline, and we're all about sports, and that's what we're bringing to you here today, live on 1180 AM KLAY. Phone lines are open. In fact, we have somebody on the phone lines, but before I click that one, I'm going to give you guys the number to get into this fun. It's 253-584-1480. If you're local, King County, toll-free, 253-804-5765. We're going to the phone lines live. We have Jessica Hopkins. Jessica, are you there?
I am here.
Jessica Hopkins, the perennial all-star, going to be in the all-fantasy bowl here in Hamilton, Canada, Seattle Miss player for the LFL. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Thank you for coming on the show today.
No problem.
We have two other hosts here online. Tom, who you have never met. Tom,
how's it going? How you doing today? How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Living the dream. On the radio. Having a blast.
Excellent. Blast. Yep. And then just to the left of Tom, somebody that you know quite well. Go ahead and introduce yourself, girl.
Hey, Jay.
What's up, Ripper?
So we're in the middle of a break. It's like just before 6. I don't know. Actually, I think it's just after 6, like 6:01 or 6:02. And phone lines start ringing. We're having a discussion. The phone lines start ringing. And she's like, oh, I wonder if that's Jessica calling. I'm like, well, I know she said that she was going to be in a racquetball match with a client up until 6. So, you know, I was thinking you're going to call just after that. But you are so punctual. You must have dropped your racket and picked up your cell phone and just hit the speed dial because you were right on it.
I know. I told my client, I'm like, I got to go at 5:55. Get to my car. I'm a captain, man. I got to be early, on time, all the time.
Always on point.
That's right. Got to set the example.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and tell the listeners exactly who you are, what you do, and then we'll get into the game that you have coming up.
Okay. My name's Jessica Hopkins. I'm the captain for the Seattle Miss. Played last year, so this will be my second year. Played wide receiver and safety, and was voted to the All-Fantasy team for last season. So that's about it.
Number 5, baby.
Number 5.
Okay, number 5. You will be headed to Hamilton,
yes,
Ontario, Canada, and that is to play in the All-Star game that the LFL has.
That is correct.
Okay, you want to give us a little bit of info on that?
Sure. We're leaving next Tuesday. We fly out to Buffalo, and we get into Ontario super early, probably like 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning. We'll be practicing throughout the week with our team, so I'll be playing with the West. And our coaches are actually the Seattle Miss head coach, Chris Michelson, and then the assistant head coach down in L.A., Tui, is going to be coaching us as well. So we'll be getting in a couple practices, learning our offense, going over defense with each other, obviously, since we all haven't played together. And then I'm sure we'll have a whole bunch of events up there, press events leading up to the game, which will be Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on MTV2 Live.
How awesome is that? Year one, last year was your very first season, correct?
Right.
Okay. Year one, and then the very next year, voted to your league's All-Star game.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
I worked hard for it. I put in a lot of time, so I'm pretty happy.
How do you sleep at night, especially after last Sunday's practice?
I actually slept pretty good. It was just getting up in the morning that was painful. I was sore till at least probably Wednesday or Thursday. And I lift like every day. I do cardio every day. I play other sports. So I think I was more sore than some of the rookies, which doesn't make sense to me. Maybe it's because I was getting hit by Killer Cam. Who knows?
Now, speaking of the rookies, I was just going to ask you, is there any type of day after practice advice that you may want to lend out to some of the girls?
Ice bath.
Ice bath.
Ibuprofen. You know, call your mom. I don't know. Whatever you got to do.
Epsom salts.
Call your mom.
Epsom salts and Calgon.
Yeah, it's hard, but yeah, just keep moving, stretch, you know, get a little light cardio, lots of water, you know, all the tips I'm telling my clients all the time when you're sore. You know, don't not move. That's the worst thing you can do.
Okay, so now as far as this All-Star game is coming up, you have some teammates who are going to be there with you, right?
Oh, yeah, yep.
And representing the Seattle Mist this year at the game will be who?
We have Laurel Creel, mm-hmm. who is our backup quarterback, who kind of became our starting quarterback last year after Natasha Lindsay got hurt. She'll be down there representing for us, as well as Cam Warner, who's our running back and linebacker. And then Danica Brake, who is our middle linebacker and tight end last year, who's now playing for the Las Vegas Spin, but she is representing the Mist down there for the All-Star game this season. So
it's going to be awesome.
Okay. All four of us.
It's going to be an awesome event. It's going to be live.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, live.
And where are some of the places that the viewers can go or that the listeners can go to view this game?
You know what? I think if you go to pretty much any bar, you can ask them to put MTV2 on. I think most bars are going to carry in Comcast or DirecTV. So I think as long as you ask, if there's enough demand, they're going to put it on. So as far as where some of our girls that are staying back home are going to watch it, I think our coach has like 3 or 4 different bars lined up that they'll be out promoting and supporting and watching their teammates play. I don't know the specifics yet on what the bars are, but I think there's going to be one up in Kirkland, going to be one down in Renton, I think maybe one in Seattle. So we'll be posting on the Facebook page as soon as we find out and let you guys know where the girls are going to be at watching the game so you guys can get out there and meet some of the girls on the team.
Awesome. I'm pretty excited as both a sports fan and a media guy to see this game take place. As a sports fan, I'm going to say, go Mist, get out there and represent, show the world what you guys are about.
You better say that. What else would you say?
What else could I say,
please.
Right?
Please, yeah.
I know where you live. I'll see you at practice on Sunday.
Yeah, I know where you're at Sunday and Tuesday.
Yep. Now, have you had a chance to go... I'm actually directing this question over to Tom. Tom, are you on Facebook?
Oh, yes.
Have you had a chance to go over and see some of the practice collision hits that this team has?
No, I haven't. The video that I was seeing was on LFL360.com and checking out the collisions.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, when I was first told about this, I kind of went, oh, yeah, I get it. It's girls in the laundry and all that kind of stuff. And then I went to the videos and I went, ooh, I'm glad I'm not out there. Holy moly, they're not playing around. They hit hard.
Yeah. Not only that, it's kind of got that arena football aspect.
Oh, yeah, it does.
With the walls.
Absolutely.
And there is no shyness of contact with running a girl into those walls.
Yeah, they're throwing elbows out there, running them in. I mean, it's a lot like hockey, actually, with checking mm-hmm. into the boards and all kinds of stuff. I was surprised to see how hard.
Oh, it's physical.
Yeah, it is. It's real physical. They're not playing around out there.
Nope. And the person on the other end of this interview, she's physical.
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just me. Nah. She is physical. Tough as nails. I wouldn't want to be hit by her.
We play to kill.
Yeah. And so we actually have some video clips and footage on my Facebook page, and you can actually see some of those coming up on the LFL360.com site. And aren't you glad you're a quarterback?
I mean, kind of, until that one time that I'm going to get hit.
Well, at least during practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get hit, though. I'm too quick.
Yeah, because these girls...
I can get away.
Across the line, they can hit, and they can get nasty down there on the field. I love it. I don't know if there's any better sound than
pads and helmets.
Pads. I'm out there Sunday. It's raining. It's coming down. Pouring.
Oh, that's miserable.
Monsoon-like weather. Okay. I'm on the bleachers. Not even close to the field. I'm on the bleachers, and I'm taking video. I'm taking pictures. And on my little digital cam, you can hear the sound like I was right out there on the field with them, lining up. You can hear all the crackling and snappling of all the pads and everything, every collision.
That's one of the greatest sounds on the planet right there. Just that crack just every so time. Sweet. Yes, it is.
It's an adrenaline rush. Definitely gets you going.
I was hyped on the sidelines. Like, oh.
Yes, it gets me excited for practice.
Yeah, see you on practice Tuesday or Sunday.
Now, speaking of practice, and we were talking about the rookies early and how they're adjusting. How are, because the rookie that's sitting to my left here is the one that you've got to get real familiar with. How are is the timing between you and Angela? Do you guys have the do you guys have good chemistry when you're running your routes? You know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. How is that going for you guys right now?
Go for it, Jess.
What's that?
I said go for it, Jess.
Oh, I say it's definitely getting better. I know that, you know, when we both started earlier in the season, you know, I was used to Laurel. Before that, I was used to Natasha, and you know, they all have their own way of doing things and their own timing, and you know, it's just a little adjustment, but I think we're on the right path, definitely. I'm kind of starting to learn her things that she does and trying to, you know, envision what she's seeing, especially when we're scrimmaging and stuff, and it's definitely going the right direction. I think we're on track for where we need to be for our first game, so I'm excited.
Now, as a wide receiver, I gotta ask you this question. Are you Larry Fitzgerald, as in throw me the ball anywhere, it doesn't matter? Or are you more like, I like my ball low, or I like him high and to the right, you know, to the outside shoulder, or I like him here, or I like him there?
Oh,
or
she'll catch anything.
Anything. Randy anything Moss. Anywhere. All Randy Moss. Moss just put it in my area, and I'm a snatcher type of girl, huh?
You know, I've learned enough at practice that you don't ever tell the quarterback where you want it, because our coach will play into that a lot. You know, just tell her where you want it, you know, just let her know. And I'm like, nope, you put it wherever you see is open, and I will go get it. That's the receiver's job, right? Catch it all.
And I will tell you this, with the quarterback that you have, I'm sure she's pretty adapt at leading you right where you need to be to catch the perfect definitely. Pass.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the music is coming in for us to take another break. These segments are just going by. Through, man. My goodness. You can stay on the line and join us then after about 2 minutes if you like, or we can say our goodbyes real quick.
I'm probably going to take off. I'm sitting in the Target parking lot, and I got to go buy my mom a birthday card.
All right. Do your thing, girl. Happy birthday to your mother, and have a good weekend out there, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here on the sideline.
Bye.
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 Proud partners in our local community, Tacoma's Connolly Law Offices supports youth athletics in our area as part of a vision for creating meaningful change to improve society. Connolly Law Offices' core values of truth, justice, accountability, and equal access.